Stand by for The Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, The Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. How are you this beautiful, beautiful morning?
It is a very nice morning. Supposed to get hot again today or what?
I think in the low 80s, low high 80s, 70s. Really. I don't know.
Yeah. Seemed like it would. I think it's up to 77, 78 already. But anyway, it is September 1st, 2018 at 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast at midnight on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, unless there's a sporting event. And then the show will be on after the sporting event. The show is also available at our website, sapriston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. Live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. And you should be able to connect with most devices that can reach the internet. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, the show will be at the website. And finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Except this week.
Because?
It's Labor Day.
It's a holiday, right? Yep. So they it will not be there off. This week. But right. Every other week, normally, unless there's a holiday, I guess, is the report, which is usually there Friday or, what is it, about 5 o'clock on Friday sometimes?
4:47.
At 4:47 exactly, if you're really anxious to get the report on Friday, definitely it'll be up by Saturday morning. So if you go to sapriston.com, you can see a tab there to get your free economic report. Also, at the website, you can see a tab that says Dollar Doctor Show, and if you click on that, live streaming comes up. If you click on live streaming, the bottom of the page is the chat box. So if you want to put a question in the chat box or put a stock in, and if you do put a stock symbol in, let us know whether you own it, you're looking to buy it, looking to sell it, so we can analyze it based on what you're trying to do with the stock. And, you know, we really would prefer people call us because it's much more interesting to be able
show.
Yeah, it's a caller-driven show, right?
Emphasis on call.
Exactly. So the phone numbers to call are 803-1520 or toll-free 800-879-7541. And as always, the lines are wide open as we start our show, and it's very easy to get in. And for some reason, a lot of people still insist on calling late in the show. And oftentimes, we drop the last caller. I think we dropped the last caller last week.
We had a record number of calls and chat boxes, so it was extremely busy. We handled it. I handled it well.
I was under stress.
You had some criticism, but that's
okay. But I take pills which handle that situation.
Awesome.
No problem. I'm very calm and collected.
Way to go. Pharmaceuticals.
They got pills for everything. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879.
I'm a pill.
You are a pill.
I've been told that.
879-7541. Another good week in the market last week.
Yeah.
All-time highs again on the S&P, the Russell 2000, which is the small cap index, and the NASDAQ. All went to record highs again.
Amazing.
Despite the naysayers month after month, year after year, the end is coming. The end is coming. And the end will come eventually. But
oh no!
But those people that say that, they figure, well, now I was right. They have to keep saying it because they have to prove eventually they were right.
Well, it's like anything. I was waiting not for the end, but I had been nervous, and once Mr. Powell got in, I should have moved earlier, but didn't. And I'm a bit more aggressive now. I think he's going to have a more sensible relationship with interest rates and not just raise them because unemployment's 3.9. In the past, it said we have to have inflation. That doesn't jive anymore, as they say. But how about that Lululemon, huh? Holy cow. Do you watch it? Do you see that stock? It was up 18% on Friday.
Was it? Must have been earnings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another retailer that just, but another I'm looking retailer. At the chart. Since April, it's had three gaps up. Hasn't come back and filled any of them.
It's been through its ups and downs, and it's given people opportunities when it really got hit bad. I forgot how low it got, but it got pretty low, and now it's been on a nice long run. So anyway, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Lines are wide open, very easy to get in right now. We're going to go first to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Art.
Boy, I love this chat box. It's like passing in school as a youngster, passing notes back and forth from desk to desk. It's really interesting. I'm glad you developed this. This is really
great. It was all Peter. Peter He invented the internet, him and Al Gore.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, great. Yeah. First of all, thank you. Thanks, David, for your communication the other day.
No problem.
I have the data that I'm going to be sending on right now on a 3.5-inch disk, and I'm fiddling with it, trying to get it onto my computer, and save it on something else.
So sure.
It'll be a couple of days. I'm going to be up at Thousand Islands from the 7th Friday through the 10th, so I'll only be able to listen to next week's show when I get back.
All right. Well, we'll miss you.
We'll forgive you for that.
Thank you. I'd like an update on my favorite biotech stock. Now, what I have on it, it closed Friday, $26.76, up 75 cents for the day, but up $4.48 for the week, up 20%. Now, I think some of it might be attributed to, there was an analyst call, which I read on the internet, about 12 pages, question and answers from the executives to two or three top analysts. So it was kind of interesting. And I'm wondering, is it possible for this to hit 30, 35? And is there any other charts besides, say,
That website I was telling you about, if you take out the previous high, which I think was 27-something?
Yeah, 27, I think 33.
Yeah. And, if you take that out, you hit 28. I know his targets right now are about that, 28 and 35,
Right.
So you have that possibility. I mean, it's a very, very bullish chart pattern on...
This drug they have, they're trying to do in partnership with other companies, and they dropped the one thing that they were selling in Europe that was making money in order to... focus in on this I can't pronounce this drug that they have as a possible cancer reducer for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the drugs they have, I don't know how to get the names. I don't know how you pronounce any of them.
Scientific,
I guess. Like I'd like to know where they come up with that. Do they have something like when you're looking for your baby's name, there's a list of drug names you can come up with? Or I don't know.
Computer generated, sort of.
But anyway, I don't even think we mentioned the name of the stock.
You should tell them.
It's IM. IMMU.
Push it, you know. I didn't want to.
No. I mean, but somebody's going to come and say you never mentioned that stock you were talking about.
No, you're right.
I don't blame them. You know. Yeah.
Well, the stock's jumping because of the trade agreement between U.S. and Mexico.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really?
Is it? Why?
Because it says here in an article.
Oh, then it must be true.
I don't know.
It's
anything.
On the internet. Must be true.
Must be true.
But anyway, it's
What website is that on?
It's on Yahoo Finance.
Yeah, if you go to Yahoo Finance, all the news.
Great.
But anyway, it's IMMU and Immunomedics.
Yeah, you got to keep rolling it over on your tongue.
Yeah, I know. I figured I was going to blow that entirely. Anyway. Yeah.
Now, you said stock charts, and I know there was another fellow who had his own system, but I gave up on him. He wanted prices to pay for some of his analysis. Mm-hmm. Is there other charts besides stock charts that would give me some kind of a lead-in on that?
Lead-in on what?
On what the past has been, you know, of the prices, like for the year and what.
But there's a lot. There's a lot of sites. There's barchart.com.
Okay.
I think it's called freestockcharts.com.
Free stock.
Which is by the people. The software I use is TC2000,
right.
And I pay monthly for that. But
but
the same people who developed that give you free stock charts. So it's freestockcharts.com.
And just so I know you know, Art, there is no website that's going to tell you what's going to happen. You need to do your own research and calculations and then see if it works. It's just it gives you a clue. It's part of the battle.
Yeah, I've been holding this over 10 years, so, I mean, it's been doing very, very well. And, there's a question now with this. I heard on the radio that they're thinking of indexing the capital gains to
inflation.
But the thing is, if you hold something for like 10 years, 15 years, are they going to add up all the percent inflations over those 10 years? If they keep doing that, but you might have a very high cost basis on a stock.
Well, I don't know what that really means, because the article I read said this was going to benefit the rich. So how would that benefit the rich?
Well, if I
increasing
paid $4
their cost basis.
A stock, if I paid $4 as my cost basis, but $2 rather, excuse me, and they index it for 15 years, maybe it'll bring my cost basis up to like 17 or 18, and only have a $7 long-term gain.
Okay, good point.
I don't know who thought this thing up, but I don't think that's going to.
I don't think that's going to go very far.
No,
to
it
tell
won't
you
fly.
The truth,
it doesn't
you know?
Have any wings.
No.
I don't think.
Not when you've got the trillions and trillions of dollars in deficits that we have.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a long-term capital gain. I like to hold it. I mean, I just didn't know 30, 35. I mean, is it somebody going to take?
Well, FinViz
over
has a target of 36. Take it for what it's worth. But that's based on the explosion recently.
Yeah, that's an 18 times gain for me. So that's pretty darn good. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty neat because the price objective on my chart's 14. You know, so
14.
Oh. That chart must have been when it was 6 or 8. You know.
No. What happened is it gave a sell signal. Recently, you know, and when it gives a sell signal, you calculate a downside target.
Right.
And it hasn't given a new buy signal. So on this method, you won't get a buy until it breaks out, and it would have to break out and hit 28. So.
Sure. I have another quick question in regard to Snap now. I know exactly what Peter thinks of that. But, you know, since I'm holding some.
Snap rhymes with another word is what I think about it.
Against with a C, right?
Clap.
Yeah, I clap for it. But in any case, my price is 12. What I was thinking is, you know, if it does get as low as 9, I would sell at 9 and take a 3-point loss, and then I could buy it back in 31 days.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, close to $10.
I could use a capital loss this year.
Sure.
Or the capital gain.
No question about it. You know, once again, I have to say, I always remind people that no matter what I think about, I always hated Microsoft because I hate computers and I have to work with them all the time.
Right.
But look what the stock's done, you know.
Yeah.
I've always hated Facebook. I still hate Facebook as an idea and the way it's used and so forth. But look what the stock did. So forget what I think about Snap.
You know,
we already did.
You did. Go on. Right.
Now, in my account, if I call up to sell and then buy back, is there a particular person I would talk to when I call on the number?
No, you could talk to anybody.
Anybody? You mean like you or David could handle that?
Well, don't bother me.
Or me.
Oh, no, it would be...
No, there's... No, you just call in, hit 208, no. The trade room.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We don't want to be bothered with anything. Come on. No. We in an emergency, we are always able to do that.
There's always, what I'm trying to say, there's always somebody there who can take a trade.
But I think, you know, if you're going to wait till December, which is something you may want to do, or depending if it gets to that $9 level, I don't know if it will. But, you know, this company, I mean, they're able to monetize this. It's just getting it in the right direction. So, patience is a virtue.
That's why I said I'd like to keep it, but to sell and get a loss and still have it after 31 days.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it if you want to keep it.
But the one thing, and again, you've got to weigh the amount of the loss versus what you're going to gain. What if in those 31 days the son of a gun starts taking off, you know, because it's just been waiting. All of a sudden it's up 6 points in one day.
Sure. Yeah,
I don't know. I think you really got to weigh if you really need that
well,
loss.
Well, you know what I could – what I could do is I could buy another 2,000.
Right, I was going to say that.
Right,
and then sell the first lot.
I'm just saying this isn't like a big old blue chipper that's just going to trot along a little bit. This is something that can be quite. Look at the chart. I mean, it can be quite explosive.
Sure.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
You
great
still thought. Would have to sell the first lot after 31 days.
Your company would distinguish the two lots.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. You could say sell it.
The ones that were bought on
sell the trade that was bought on such and such day.
Yeah. That's
And besides that, if you don't specify, it's always first in, first out.
FIFO, right?
Yep,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful show again.
Okay.
Look forward to listening to the rest of it.
Okay. Well, hopefully somebody else will call, but thank you very much.
Have a safe weekend. Safe trip.
All right. Take
you,
care.
Bye.
Okay. Right now, phone lines are wide open again. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And for some reason, if you don't want to make a call, you can go to our website, saperston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming pops up. Hit live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box down there. You can type in a question or type in a stock symbol. And if you put a stock symbol in, let us know whether you're looking to buy it, sell it, looking to hold it, whatever, so we can make an analysis.
And I think we'd be remiss if we don't send our condolences to the McCain family and the whole country for loss of a true hero, John McCain. It's a sad situation. He was a valiant fighter. You and I both know how hard they fight when they have cancer, and he was an inspiration to a lot of people.
And with that, we were going to go to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay, good. How are you?
From one American hero to another. There you go.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think he shook you up there.
Yeah, I think so. It's not what I was going to ask, but you made a comment about first in, first out, and so on. Do you not have to be consistent? Can you say either LIFO or FIFO when you sell, or do you have to be consistent every time?
Well, no. If you don't say anything, it's automatically first in, first out.
FIFO, right.
But if you want to any other case, you got to specify the trade date you want to sell, okay?
Okay.
And you can do
that. Like in accounting for like inventory, you have to do one method or the other. So
exactly.
I didn't know for trading you had.
No, it doesn't automatically flip over. So, you know, if you're not going to sell your first in one, then you have to specify the exact date, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. I just wanted to see what you guys think. Of course, Tesla's in the news again. I was in the news. But I just read something very interesting a few days ago about someone thinking Apple might be interested in Tesla because Apple has so flush in cash, and I think that possibly they might be interested in Tesla. I think if you own Tesla stock, they'd be great and probably get a boost, but I don't know if it'd do too much for those who hold Apple, so I just want to see what you guys think about that.
Well, I agree with you. If that were to occur, it would be great for Tesla, but it would be bad for Apple. And I know Warren Buffett said to Apple, do not do that.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
To me, it would be a dumb move, you know.
Well, I think so, too. But they
they acted like Apple's been kind of considering that. But
well, they probably consider a lot of things, you know. But yeah. I think part of the problem, too, is, you know, do they want to put up with Musk? I don't know.
Yeah, Tesla closed at 301.66 down from about a 390 high. And obviously in the papers these days with everything going on with you know, his tweets and his rollbacks and his not sleeping and all those other excuses.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks has really come down. So,
well, you know, a lot of people have to be very upset who bought it when he said specifically, I might go private at 420.
On Friday on Sirius, I was driving in and listening to CNBC, and there's already an attorney, a law firm
that is
out there saying, if you bought Tesla and traded in this period of time,
exactly.
We're going after him. So.
You know, so now they come back and say, no, we're not going private. You know, well, okay, you know. So he's going to face some lawsuits, too, and plus the SEC's looking at him. So we shall see. But, I couldn't imagine Apple buying Tesla. It would hurt their stock, and it would be a dumb move, you know. So.
I own Apple now. I did own Tesla, of course, I think I mentioned before.
Oh, sure.
I finally got rid of that and made a nice profit, so I'm rid of that. But Apple is going to hold on. I think that's one to continue to hold. In fact, Buffett continues to buy more Apple, too. So.
Yeah. The interesting thing about Tesla is that, you know, it's got a market cap that's bigger than Ford and GM. Not combined, but each of them individually. I mean, GM's market cap is $50 billion and Tesla's is $51 billion. Ford's is about $38 billion. I mean, come on. They sell a fraction of the amount of car. I only because I never bought it earlier, or, you know, I just don't think it makes sense. But it is what it is.
It is what it is, right.
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense now. And, Ford, too. That Ford has gone down. I bought some at 10 and thought it would be pretty good, and now it's down about 950-something. So they're having their problems. And with all the sales they get and the money they make, And they're nowhere near Tesla.
Well, they've given up on autos. I mean, they're basically in trucks mostly. 948 to close on Ford. Yeah.
SUV and trucks, right? Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But anyway, thank you for your comment, guys.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Jack.
Bye.
Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open again. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And as I've mentioned before, and I'll mention again, if you don't want to give us a call, but we'd like to have you call us, you can go to our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming. Click on live streaming. Bottom of the page is the chat box. You can type in a question or a symbol. And if you put a symbol in, just let us know whether you're looking to buy, sell, hold, whatever. Right now, we're going to go to Victor in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, guys. As always, good show. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. Good morning.
A couple of quick questions. What's your boxes? How would you play the large cap Chinese ETF? What is it, FXI?
FXI. Yes, it is.
As a long term play here, buy and just sit on it.
Well, let's take a look.
And it closed at 42.39.
Well, technically, you would only buy it if it went to 44.5, because then that would be a breakout. Then you'd have a ton of overhead resistance in the 46 area.
Right.
And and right now, well, depending what happens with the support right now, the support's around 40.
Okay.
So So at any rate, I mean, if you want to take the price objective with a grain of salt, it's 34.
34, all right. And a second question real quick. Why would anybody put any money into a total bond fund right in here? You know, I was listening to CNBC, and they had a commentator come on and say, you know, put a little bit of, 20% in a total bond. Why would anybody do that in this type of environment? What's the typical total bond for fund paying as far as a dividend?
Oh, what's a total bond fund?
Like PIMCO Total Return? Is that what you're talking about? They're not even what they used to be, Victor. You know, it's changed so much over the last 5 years because they prepared for the increase in interest rates. But PIMCO Total Return, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like a PIMCO or a Fidelity or
so
even a
it's
Vanguard.
A little over 2%. I'm bringing it up now. Let's see. Yeah, the 12-month trailing yield's 2.2, and the SEC yield is 2.2. But
so you got 2.2, but you got interest rate risk, correct?
Right, but the duration's 4. They're really shortened up a lot. So, yeah, and so 1% increase or decrease will move this fund 4%, which is that's why they're saying, well, I don't know why they're saying it, but it's not like it's a 20 number where you're going to lose 20%. So.
Yeah, but people do different things. I mean, but for example, you know, it depends on what their strategy is, a long-term portfolio planning strategy. But I mean, to me, if you're going to get 2.2, and you know, you're hoping that interest rates are coming down, you're going to make a capital gain. But right now, you can get a CD for 6 months for 2%.
And you could put your money in a Vanguard Prime Cap money market for 2.1.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't see what any new money into a total bond with what the interest rate risks are. Even if they come down a little, you're not going to make any type of hit.
Yeah, it's not going to come down. I mean, in the long term, it ain't coming down. I mean, it's going to remain here or go higher. But, you know, I think it's going to be gradual. So it's a lot different than any of our other scenarios from years back. It's not that rapid. So at least not now. That can all change next month.
You're in agreement then. Irregardless of any type of long-term strategies, a total bond fund in this environment is a no-go. Correct?
Right. I would rather see the money in a floating rate fund. Now that being said, okay, when I talk to some money managers and I ask them, I said, well, "Why the hell don't you have any floating?" Well, blah, 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 you know, they give you all that. You know,
but it is interesting because over the last couple of weeks, people have called in with some bond funds that are doing unbelievably well. For example, the Vanguard VWEHX, Vanguard High Yield Corporate.
Well, high yield is different because it's not a total return.
No, I agree, but there are bond funds that are doing very well in this environment.
Right, but it's not the same as a total return.
No, I agree. Because
those are the underlying securities of the companies do better, so does the fund.
But there are places people will paint a broad brush and say, don't buy any bond fund, and that's not true. Right. You know, so.
Well, but as far as something to buy and hold forever, a high yield corporate, I mean, you'd want to have the ability to trade that out, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I was just confused. Okay. Hey, guys, great show. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thank
have
you
a good
for
weekend.
The call. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Right now, phone lines are still wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, or toll free, 800-879-7541. We'll go next to Frank in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
How are you?
David.
Good morning,
good.
Sir.
Good. Quick question. We'll keep it really simple. I was entered into a trade with Athenex, ticker ATNX, at 16. I've been waiting on that number. Stops at 1550, target of 17. What do you guys think?
Okay, let me see right now. Well, I didn't hear. What was the symbol again?
Apple, eight, Tom, eight. Nancy, X-ray.
X, okay. Correct. I thought it was F at the end of it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a biotech stock, close at 1643, which I think Frank mentioned.
All right, Athenex.
Low volume, kind of a
I think your stop's a very good stop at 1550. You know, and it's come down three times to the area that it's in right now. I mean, around the 16 area or so, it's come down there. So, you know, you're betting that it's going to make a turn, you know.
Well, it's just sort of channeling, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all it's doing. But like on the point and figure chart, this is the third time down. So you definitely don't want to see it at 1550. So you have a good spot for your stop. And, you know, it's held here, you know, a couple of times. It's held here three times. So you're in an interesting position where you have a chance that it is going to rally up. And if it turns up, it could, you know, go up to 17 and a half, you know. And that's basically what you seem to be looking for.
Okay, so can I continue on, like, a continuation question?
Sure.
So let's say hypothetically hit 17 50.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys at that point adders, or are you taking half off, or are you letting it run, or what would be the move at that point?
It depends on your approach to the market. You know, what you could do is take part of it off. And, you know, if this was a short-term trade, then you just say, that's my target, I'm out. See, everybody has different approaches, you know, to the market. So you could either say, my target's 17 and a half. If it hits that, I'm gone, okay? Second of all, you could say, I could take half of it off, and I'll put a stop at break even or a little more that I can get a little bit of a profit. You know, so that's another way to do it.
But okay, can you guys draw a line from the February lows back in, well, early on this year? And then if we get up to 1750 like I was looking at, that would mm-hmm. kind of make a it would make a case for kind of a trend upward, if you will, making higher lows. So that's why I'm like, okay, that's the area I want to be out, because it looks like a supply area, like a recent supply
mm-hmm.
area. But
exactly
as far as like entering back into that trend, it sort of kind of negates that the trend has broken back to the downside as of late. So, mm-hmm. you know, the past couple of weeks have been pretty ugly, which is good because it hit my target entry. But if we can get back and kind of reclaim that 17, then we kind of hopefully proceed higher. So I just don't want to miss out on more gains.
Well, yeah, I know that's unfortunately, you know, that's how people lose money too, worried about, you know, potentially losing out on further. So if you don't want to lose out on further gains, what you do is take some money off the table. So no matter what you did, you made money, all right?
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Also got into BABA, which obviously is kind of a hot topic, but considering it's a variable interest entity, so you don't really know what you're buying, but this is really just speculative at
mm-hmm.
that. So I got in at 175 with a stop at 172, and I'm looking for something in the low 180s, maybe like 182 and a half, 182.
And that's Alibaba, BABA, close at 175.
Well, you know, it's being affected, obviously, by the Chinese market, you know, and so that's one, you know, if the Chinese market keeps going down, it puts pressure, you know, on this particular stock. And right now, where's your stop? You're pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not leaving a whole lot there.
Yeah.
Looking at 172.
Well, yeah.
I guess I could move it to 170 and
no, I'm saying,
know, obviously below 170, I'm running for the hills. But
oh, yeah. I mean 172 is a good place for a stop, because then it would suggest the possibility of going down to the 166 area, okay? But the important, you know, like if somebody was going to buy Alibaba long-term, they love the company, you know, 166 is theoretically great support, you know, for a long time, for well over a year and a half, you know.
And I just don't think there's any way the Chinese and U.S. are not going to come to some agreements. And at that point, the stock, I think, takes off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's a possibility. I wouldn't want to see it, you know, for example, at 164. That would be a total breakdown of this whole trading range that it's been,
right.
You know. Yeah, so that's, you have to think about how you want to play it. If you're playing it short term, then 172 makes sense, you know. If you're playing a little longer term, then you're out at 164, you know.
Okay, and the, you know, they call it a death cross. That doesn't concern you guys.
No.
As far as a long term, you know.
No, it's like, you know, you want further confirmation when you have a death cross like that, okay? You know,
okay.
You just don't go running for cover immediately. But, you know, to me, the further confirmation would be 164, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I've heard in the past. You know,
mm-hmm.
they call those overlying moving averages and such, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your family, when you bring your girlfriend over for the first time, they're going to tell you what's up, but, you know, you can't really listen to them.
Okay.
You can listen to them a little bit, but
yeah.
They might give you an inclination of what to do, you know.
Yeah, as far exactly.
As with her, but you don't want to listen to them and put all
right.
your eggs in that basket.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And in any technical analysis method gives sell signals, but you always need confirmation, you know.
Okay.
That's it. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I won't take up any more of your time.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, take care. Okay, right now we do have Rich on the line, but we'd like to wait and take a break for 1 minute. So if Rich will wait a minute, we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And once again, if you don't want to make a call for some reason, although we'd like to have a call, but anyway, if you don't want to make a call, you can go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box down there. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know whether you're looking to buy, sell, hold, and we can go from there. Right now, we're going to go to Rich in Niagara Falls.
Oh, good morning, Peter, David.
Good morning.
Peter, I got to ask you, has there ever been such an overhyped stock that basically I don't think anybody, unless they drink a lot of Kool-Aid, is interested in? That's Tesla.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a question. I don't know.
Yeah. There have been other overhyped stocks, but I know what you're saying.
Right.
You know, but look
at
it this way:
anything with that dopey stock.
I'll be the devil's advocate, though. You know, how many years did they say that about Amazon? And they used to laugh at Jeff Bezos all the time, and the guy used to come on CNBC and giggle, and they made fun of him. You know, mm-hmm. And look at Amazon, right?
I joined Amazon Prime last weekend. So I mean, people said, how can you not be? Yeah, they get free streaming. And so, you know, I've ordered three or four things now.
We don't mean to deflect it. But, I mean, we all have the same feeling about Tesla. But I always think back about Amazon, you know, and who knows.
I'll tell you one thing. There's an ETF, ARK, A-R-K-K, that I found that has Tesla, a number of not crazy stocks, but different ones that, you know, a client wanting to buy Tesla. I said, well, buy this. So instead of buying Tesla, we bought a couple hundred shares, difference in price. But it does have Tesla's, I don't know if it's 8 or 10 or 20% of its holdings. So for those that may want to participate. But I agree. How can you buy something that doesn't earn anything? And then you think about Amazon. So
yeah, there you go. Three stocks I'm getting hit pretty good on. General Motors, AT&T and Intel.
Boy, what a collection.
What a trio.
Well, they're at bargain prices.
Well, that's for sure. Well, General Motors, you know, has been up a number of times. I hope you didn't hold it every time it went up to 45 or so, but
he did.
Oh, I'd have to look back on my memory.
But anyway.
He did.
He did.
Well, we know when we sell, when we get out.
But I mean, right now, important support's around the 35 area. If it drops to 34, next
close
target would be 32, you know. You don't want to see it drop to 34.
Yeah, what is it now?
36.05.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Well, pays a good dividend at this point.
Well, like I say, that one I can never argue with people. I've always told the story. When we used to do seminars years ago, and we brought up somebody had a utility stock, right, and the thing was getting killed. And I said to them, now what if this goes down another, now you're down 50%? He said, I don't care. I'm collecting a dividend. What do I care about that? So
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you there.
Well, don't agree with me. Agree with them. I said it's everybody's, you know, their approach, you know, and some people, they end up in the long run being right, you know, so.
AT&T?
Closed at 3194. Symbol is T as in telephone.
Boy, that can't get above 34 or so, it seems
It's the gorilla, yeah. It's hard to move it.
Yeah, you know, the 30-31 area has been very important support for it, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, if it drops below that, it comes down to maybe 27 or 28. Now, one thing that might affect it, I was talking to David about this before the show, they're rechanging the S&P sectors, okay, which means that they're changing the sectors and moving stocks in and out. So now they're not going to have a I forgot what the thing was. They're changed to what they're going to have call a communication sector. They're not going to have like a telephone sector anymore. And the communications sector, if I remember right, they're moving in. Who did I say they were moving in?
Facebook? Google?
Yeah. And I'd have to go back to where it was.
Well, the difference is telephone companies aren't just telephone companies anymore.
Yeah, but when they change the sector, what I'm trying to say is they're putting these big capitalization stocks in this new communication S&P sector, and all these things get indexed, right? And it affects portfolio managers, how they have to readjust. Mm-hmm. So AT&T and Verizon are going to be in the communication sector, but with two big cap stocks – like you just mentioned, in there. So they're dropping to a smaller percentage of the sector they're in, so they're going to have to sell them, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, the two stocks you mentioned when we were talking, it was 50% of the holdings of the sector.
Exactly.
Immense.
So just be aware there's going to be further pressure just due to that selling. And what they're saying is, other people are saying when that happens, it's a good buying opportunity, so... I don't know, but I just wanted to warn you that, you know, if you see further weakness, it could be just because of that, you know.
Yeah, the last one, Intel.
Intel, okay, let's see. Jumping around all over the place.
That's what the show's about.
Jumping around all over the place.
That's right. We need different thoughts.
Well, let's see. The chart will come up eventually. Here we go. Intel.
Get the hamster going.
Well, that looks pretty sick too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's the Dollar Doctor Show. That's
yeah, right. There you go.
Thank you. Thank
you. But once again, you know, what they're doing, though, is they're changing the technology sector too, which is going to affect this and maybe give a little plug for, because now the technology sector is just going to be like all old line technology companies, you know, and so it may benefit Intel is what I'm saying. There may be buying pressure for Intel. So right now the 47 area is very important support. Okay.
Okay.
If you drop below that, I think it would have closed at 49.43.
48.43.
48.43, yeah.
He's going to argue with me.
And then, you know, if theoretically you're at risk if it goes to 46 down to the 43 area. And if you ever got to 42, run for cover.
one last thing, Peter. Did we overpay for Junior Beckham?
It may have been.
Well, I don't. If
they don't rein that guy in, you know, he's an amazing.
I didn't want him.
Yeah, well.
Well, you got him.
He's an amazing talent, but, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
You know.
And the Bills cut Corey Coleman this morning, and the Oakland Raiders traded Khalil Mack to.
Did they?
Yeah, they traded him to Chicago.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thank you, gentlemen, and have a good holiday.
You too. We digress. Thank you very much.
Okay. Go Bills.
Okay. Right now, we will go to the chat box. There's a question on Morgan Stanley, I guess.
Yeah, Bob Famenti, been very patient, wants to know thoughts on Morgan Stanley. Earlier in the week, they rose a couple points. They want to know why. That was because they were employed by Tesla, so it jumped, and then it's retreated since. In the middle of support, looking to buy. And he also says, great show. Thank you, Bob.
I appreciate that.
So Morgan Stanley closed at 48.83. Okay. And I sold it out of portfolios in the 50s because I didn't like the way it was going.
But yeah. I mean, technically it broke down, you know, in that, you're right, 50, you know.
I sold it
before. You didn't even look at a chart and you sold it at 50. How about that? But anyway.
Amazing. Blind.
I would say if you were to buy Morgan Stanley for whatever reason, and we always say do your own research. Absolutely. You probably looked into it, you know.
Hopefully.
And we always tell everybody, you know, you hear something on this show, you hear something on the internet, wherever. You know, don't just jump. You know, do some of your own research. And
look before you leave.
Exactly. Do your research. Make sure it's something that's suitable for you, your personality, your risk tolerance, everything. There you go. So anyway, if you were to buy Morgan Stanley, I don't know. I really wouldn't want to see it go to 44, you know. So if you were to buy it and it went to 44, next target downside would be 41.
That'd be a new 52-week low, 43 and 84.
And God forbid it ever hit 40. I don't know where it could drop to, you know. So, but, you know, like I say, you know, the support for it right now is in the 47 area. But you're under the 200-day at 52. You're kind of just a little bit below the 50-day, which is 48.97. So it would be a somewhat positive sign if it could get above that 50-day at 48.97, and then you'd be looking at the 200-day at 52. So those are basically the parameters I'd look at. You know, if it ever got above, say, 52 or so, maybe to 53, you know, then it could be turning very bullish again. So, you know, either you buy a little and then see what happens, or if none of those parameters fit your risk tolerance, forget about it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. We also have another question from Art about Tesla. How can they produce 5,000 cars a week? That's 700 a day, 30 an hour, one every 2 minutes. Also, who is able to deliver 5,000 batteries per week? And that is the $64,000 question. That's what everybody's asking about Tesla. I drove by the plant, actually. Was it Friday or Thursday? I got using a GPS device. It took me past wherever it is, Hopkins and South Park or whatever. So I was able to see it from the front. Big building.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. Like you say, that's the big question. You know, people doubt, you know, they can keep it up and whatever, you know. So we shall see. You never know. Maybe he'll get the last laugh. Don't really know.
Either that or he'll take off in one of his spaceships.
Right. Leave
I'm out of here.
Leave everybody behind.
That's right. See y'all later.
Exactly. Right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. Or, as two people have done, go to the chat box at sapriston.com. Wow. And go to the Dollar Doctor tab, hit live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, and you can type in a question or a symbol.
Why didn't we buy Amazon at like $1,000 this year?
Because some people don't like to buy stocks at $1,000. Okay?
I'm not talking about some people. I'm talking about you and me.
I agree. You know,
$2,012.71 on the close.
Yeah, I think somebody put a target of $2,500 on it.
Yeah, they keep on.
Yeah, they keep raising it. Yeah. Eventually, they'll be wrong, you know, but we shall see what happens. So right now, we're going to go to Bob in Buffalo. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, that was quick.
Well, yeah. Well, you're first in the queue, baby. You're up there.
Hey. Well, let me tell you about Tesla. I wouldn't touch anything that Elon Musk has to do with. He's the biggest fake out there.
And what else?
Oh, and what I found out is what I assumed, but I couldn't prove it. And then I came across some data. The international banksters have been buying gold and silver and metals since 2008.
Really?
Did Jason give you that information?
Say again?
Did Jason give you that information?
No.
So why is it going down? Why is it going down?
Well, they manipulate everything, including the interest rates and all that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they've been doing it for eons, so I think they're probably pretty good at it.
Well, we shall see, because it's certainly not helping the price of gold at the moment.
No, but it did bounce up to 12, and it's, you know, even though during the day it goes a little bit below, but it's been closing 12 or over.
Yeah,
it's funny, because I was at a gold place that buys gold, and they were telling me, you know, the thing pops up a few dollars, and all of a sudden they get phone calls. I want to sell my gold.
Yeah, you know? Well, I have a lot of dealers, you know, coin dealers and that are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody buys when it's low.
No.
Everybody sells, and then when it goes up, it's, you know, silver is almost 83-1.
Yep.
I mean, that's an incredible buy. And KL's looking real good.
KL's looking real good.
And palladium has bounced up considerably. It's headed towards $1,000 an ounce again.
Now, there you go.
So
I think I'm going to stockpile my palladium.
You better. Well, you know this is all going to reverse. It always does.
Eventually, yeah.
Well, when? I don't know. We're in that 7 to 9 year period, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, yeah.
But when I did find out the international criminal, I mean bankers, have been buying up all, they're buying up everything, so.
Well, we shall see.
So
they might buy Tesla, you never
know.
Okay. Tesla, SpaceX, I wouldn't. He's a big phony.
I like the one that digs the holes. That's the one I'm most interested in.
Unless you short it.
Well, there you go. There's a way to make money, right?
Right. I mean, how does he get away with saying somebody wants to buy it and then he reneges on it?
Well, he won't. You know, he won't.
So
he'll get fined anyway. You know.
Yeah, petty Annie.
Yep.
Anyways, guys, I just wanted to touch base.
Well, I appreciate it.
And if Jason's listening, hey, what's going on? I
don't
haven't
know.
Heard him on any other talk show. I haven't heard anything.
Well, I don't know. I have to ask Willard, because he has been in contact with him off and on. So
yeah.
I will check that out.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Well, enjoy, guys.
Take
you
care.
Too.
Thank
have
you
a
for
good
calling.
Rest of the
have a good
weekend.
Holiday.
You too. You too. Thanks.
Goodbye. Okay, we're going to go next to Steve in Lewiston. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Another beautiful day.
It is.
Interested in AMD. I've been following it. It shot up last week pretty good. Started off just going sideways for the longest time, around the $9, $10 range, and now it's up to, what, $24, $25.
Yeah, it's had a heck of a run in here.
What stock was it? I wasn't paying
AMD.
Attention.
AMD.
Oh, okay.
Micro device.
Yes.
Science, you know.
Micro.
Yeah. Used to be, what was
Intel.
It? Yeah, Intel just put up with them, you know.
Yeah.
But now they seem to be coming up with some interesting products. And
yeah, close at 26.17.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, it's had a nice, sorry. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's run from 9 to almost 27 at one point, you know. So it's tripled. Since,
yeah, it was in the teens for a long, long
triple
time.
Triple since May. You know, so it has had a long, long run. That's the problem. You know, you don't know. Does it have to consolidate for a while? I mean, the target on the price chart for what it's worth is 32.5, you know. And, you know, support for the stock would probably be, probably around 2021. So it's a question of, it could just keep running and running and running. You don't know. I mean, if you really looked into it and you like it and you like what you've heard, you could always buy a little, you know, and then see what happens next, you know.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that pullback, and it hasn't come.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why sometimes you just buy a little and see what happens next, you know. So at least you have a little bit of an interest in it, you know.
The problem is, Steve,
like I say, having run tripled in a few months.
Yeah, the problem is when it pulls back, you probably won't buy it. That's why what Pete says, if you're going to buy 500 shares, you know, buy 50 or 100 shares so you got a feel for it. And then when it pulls back, you might feel more confidence. But if you haven't dipped your foot into the water and you're waiting for it, it pulls back, the same thing as it goes up. You're going to say, oh, it's going to go a little lower. I'll wait. It's tough. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to do.
Yep. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, psychological.
Time for one more?
Sure.
IRDM.
Another one that's been on a tear, huh?
Yes.
Think, is that, see, them and Intelstat, symbol I, have just been skyrocketing.
Communication companies.
Yeah, they're satellite companies.
Right, close at 2025.
And
Space Force, yeah.
Yeah, and basically this one you're in a little better position because technically, for what it's worth, you have a price target of 30. You have good support around 18 to 19, okay? And I could see buying some here or buying half, and then if it does come back to 18, 19, buying more, you know. But, you know, technically your out point would be probably down about 16 and a half right now.
What did it close at?
And it closed at 20 and
25.
A quarter. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there aren't a lot of things.
That area is hot all of a sudden, and it did consolidate, just broke out again. So, like I say, technically you'd have good support around 18, 19. And, you know, you could either say if it dropped below 18, I might be out of it, and longer term out at 16 and a half, you know.
Yeah, I think those are two stacks. Get small positions, get in, and go from there.
Yep.
See what it does.
But hey, you know, you. Make sure you have an out point if they go against you. So.
Yeah, yeah. You said around 16, 50. 70,
yeah, for a longer term, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, we're down to the last, 30 seconds, minute, whatever, of the show. It was a fairly busy show, so we thank everybody who either used the chat box or gave us a call. And everybody have a nice Labor Day weekend.
It's going to be good weather, Peter.
Nice day off on Monday. And we'll think about the market. I wouldn't even think about the market all weekend. Relax, take it easy.
We'll do the
keep a little powder dry until next week. Take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.